Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's after the holiday. The holiday is over. Sorry. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had a chance to relax, maybe make some money, see your friends, your family, whatever the hell that you needed or wanted to do. I hope you got it done. I'm where the hell I need to be, right here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in on the free Odyssey app. You can always lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, go ahead, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, I just pop right the hell on up. A lot has happened since I've been here last. I guess that is Hickey. When is that? Wednesday? Thursday? I don't know.
Wednesday.
I just get up. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? Thursday. I was here. Yeah, Thursday.
Jeez, every day's blending together at this point. Wow.
I wouldn't mind, but I mean, hey, you gotta make your bones when you can. So there's a lot that's happened. Unfortunately, Bill Walton passed away. We learned that yesterday. We'll talk about Bill Walton later on in the show, as well as talk to someone who worked with him very, very closely at the Pac-12 network. So we'll talk about Bill Walton. Speaking of a former Celtic, we know the Boston Celtics advanced to another NBA Finals. This is two times in the last 3 years that these Boston Celtics have made it to the NBA Finals. They're going to find out, hopefully tonight, who they face off against. We know we got the Dallas Mavericks just punching the Wolves in the mouth, an opportunity to sweep them tonight. And so we'll talk about the Wolves. We'll get into the Mavs, the Celtics advancing. We'll get into that. We have some OTA news in the NFL when it comes down to certain guys and their contracts. Jamar Chase wants his money. What a shock. We found out that Justin Jefferson, there was a chance earlier this year during the draft that he might have been traded. Mike Tyson had a medical emergency over the week. It looks like it was just an ulcer. That's what happens when you're almost 60 years old. Mike Tyson will be fine. There's just a lot going on. Oh, yeah, how can I forget this? Next hour, we'll talk about Angel Hernandez. Yeah, probably one of the few Major League Baseball umpires that you do know. He is, well, they say he's retiring, but let's be real. He's been given the boot. We'll talk about that. One thing nobody should ever know are the umpires, the referees. You shouldn't know any of these folks' names. And when you do know the names, it's probably for a bad reason. But we'll get into that later on in the show as well. Hickey, how was your weekend, man? You good?
It was good. You ready for this? A shock for the
what
first
happened?
Time in years.
What?
On Memorial Day weekend, able to get to the beach.
You went to the beach?
Got to the beach. It was warm enough and nice enough. Barely, but we made it.
I thought the weather was crap in New York over the weekend.
Yesterday it was. It was, I mean, pouring cats and dogs, some thunderstorms. But Saturday, Sunday, well, Saturday especially, sunny. How about that?
Saturday you had good weather. So if you planned anything for Monday, you were screwed.
Big time. Monday was a big washout.
Sunday was good, at least Sunday.
You had a little fog. The sun was kind of, you know, poking out or trying to poke out, but definitely Saturday was the day, no cloud in the sky.
Okay, that's good. Well,
yeah,
I'm glad.
We'll take it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was nice here in Atlanta. They had a Atlanta Jazz Festival, so that was nice. Just easy going. It rained, you know, rained in the morning, dried up in the evening time or the afternoon. So things all good, man. No complaints. And then, of course, I actually had an opportunity to sit down and watch basketball, Hickey. I didn't have to talk on the air while the game was on in the background. I had a chance to really soak it in. And so in one of the best games I've seen in a long time and one of the best shots I've seen in a long time, of course, Luka Doncic, he was cooking Rudy Gobert on Friday and he cooked him again on Sunday. And we'll talk more about Luka next break because the Mavs, they need to get the Timberwolves the hell up on out of here. But we'll get into that next break. Let's talk about the game that took place last night. The Boston Celtics sweeping and eliminating the Indiana Pacers. Yeah, the Pacers are done. They're cooked. Tyrese Halliburton couldn't even suit up and play because this man's hamstring was bummed. And it was a wrap. It was curtains from there. It took a Jaylen Brown block. It took a Derek White three to ultimately win the game. The Pacers took it 105 to 102. I told you this. Second finals trip in 3 years. The last time they went, the Warriors beat them. They have now won 7 straight playoff games. The Celtics are 6-0 on the road. They whooped that ass last night in Indiana. They are 3-0 in elimination games. And, I mean, people are just picking apart the Celtics for everything. Jaylen Brown, 29 points, 6 rebounds. For this series, he averaged 29 points, 52% shooting. I told you about the big block that he had last night. 5 rebounds, 3 assists per game. He is getting the job done. Tatum had 26 in the closeout last night. And how about this? Congratulations to Brown because he walked away with the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Not that anybody cares about this one. You got to win the big one. But ultimately, he was a little shocked that he walked away with it because he doesn't always get love. Listen to his reaction about winning Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
I wasn't expecting that at all. You know, I'll never win. So I was just happy that we won. And give credit to Indiana. You know, they played us tough. I know, like, people think that Indiana wasn't a good team or whatever the case may be. I mean, I thought they were as tough as anybody we've played all season. They were physical. They were fast. They put a lot of pressure on us. So shout out to them and respect to them.
Oh, nobody ever gives me anything. Oh, I never win anything. It's a shock that I win. I've been waiting for the Celtics to be happy about something. Yeah, the best record in the NBA. The finals 2 out of the past 3 years. I turn my head every year. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals just about, and he's still miserable. He's been around Joe Mazzulla for too long. And speaking of Captain Miserable or Coach Miserable, I mean, even after the game, he hugged his wife. That was nice. But when he spoke to the media, was he happy? He said that he's proud of his team and how they fight and claw, and one day they punch you, another day they kick you, another day they give you a headbutt. Let's listen to see if he sounds happy.
The guys did a great job having an understanding that, like, a game is not supposed to go a certain type of way, and you got to find different ways to win. You got to learn to protect leads. You got to learn to come back from deficits. You have to learn to execute in close game situations. You have to communicate adjustments, and you just got to make plays. You got to be tough-minded.
Okay, he sounds a little bit more upbeat. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, most days he sounds 2, as in very miserable. And around there, he sounds a little closer to 4 or 3.
I was going to say, like, on the Missoula scale, like a 7.
Oh, wow. On the, is that what we got now? The Missoula scale of happiness?
I think we have to grade him on a curve for his personality. And that was, I mean, that arguably might be, on this show at least, this year, 2024, the most exuberant he's been.
Oh, sure. Maybe. Yeah.
Right?
I like the fact that we have a scale now. This is like when I go to the doctor. And they say, hey, rank your pain on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, they might as well throw his little face on the sticker. And, you know, 10 is, are you're feeling Joe Mazzulla. Like, if it's 10, it's Joe Mazzulla. 1 might be like, I don't know, Elmo or Barney be number 1. And Joe Mazzulla is on the far end. And I guess when you're the Boston Celtics and you have these expectations, let's be real, they were expected to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were favored. And I'm not just talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about based on the past few years. We know about the disaster last year against the Miami Heat. And, well, we'll talk about Jaylen Brown. Talk about his personal disaster. He's talking about, oh, I never win anything. Do you need a reminder of your 8 turnovers and 1 million bricks in Game 7 against the Heat last year? Maybe he needs to sit down and watch that. And so between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they are always up for criticism. They never catch a damn break. And Jason Tatum, he's just like, yeah, we don't catch no breaks, but it is nice to go back to the championship round.
It's special, right? Even though we've been there before, most of us have, you don't take it for granted, right? We were excited. It was a hell of a team we just played. They made us earn every single game. And we're extremely grateful to, you know, move on to the finals.
Yeah. Well, let's see what they do. It should be a good one, right? We're likely going to see the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Boston Celtics. And I'm jumping the gun. I am. Why wouldn't I? I mean, Anthony Edwards is sitting around telling everybody that, oh, I still believe we can win. Good. If somebody has to believe it. It ain't going to be me. Not on a 3-0 lead. Hey, somebody has to make history. I don't think it's going to be y'all. Not the way Carl Anthony Towns has been shooting the ball. And so we'll talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks. But the fact is, we got to wait until next week. That's it. The NBA Finals don't start until June 6th. That's next Thursday. This is going to be 9 days. 9 days from the Boston Celtics winning to advance between when they actually go out there and compete to win. 9 days. I guess Kristaps Porzingis, damn it, if he's supposed to be ready, by the way. But if he ain't ready, he might as well just sit out for the next forever. Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, they need to get it over with tonight so Luka can get some time to rest. He's been busting ass here in the playoffs. But every day he's questionable with that knee and with that ankle. Sign me up for Celtics Mavs. It's just a matter of, well, not a matter of when, just a matter of when the Mavs are going to eliminate the Wolves. The Celtics have been here. And maybe this is why everything is so normal to them. Maybe this is why it's just business as usual. Maybe that's why Joe Mazzulla always sounds miserable, because the pressure has been there. The people who think that Tatum and Brown can't get over the hump. I mean, before going to the finals 2 years ago, I looked at this squad and said, man, eventually they're going to have to get rid of one of them. How's it going to work? You think about an offensive force, an offensive threat. I look at Tatum and I say, hey, that's the guy to keep. This man was a baby in the NBA. I remember him giving LeBron James the business when LeBron James was still on the Cavs. I'm like, look at this young guy on the Celtics busting LeBron up. You just got to do it on the biggest stage. And they're going to have that opportunity. The Celtics, they are destroying everybody. And I told you about Kristaps Porzingis. They are 31-10 when they've had all five of their regular starters available. I don't want to jump the gun too much because I don't want to piss off anybody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, St. Cloud, anywhere. But y'all know y'all are cooked. And it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of when. The Celtics, they're trying to go for championship number 18. And Luka Doncic, he's trying to go for championship number 1. And we don't have to wait too much longer. It's about 2.5 hours before that game tips off. And Hickey, that's a TNT game, so it's going to start on time, right?
That's right.
Yeah, none of this ESPN nonsense where you got to wait 30 minutes after they told you it's going to start because they've lied to you. None of that here. Anyway, no lying to you here on the Infinity Sports Network. Definitely not from the JR Sport Brief Show. So we got a lot to discuss. And unfortunately, one of the things that happened over the weekend too, Hickey, Acuna goes down. How many more ACLs does he have to tear? What is this?
Sad and scary. That was a tough sight to see.
I'm sitting here in Atlanta watching the game. I'm happy I didn't go. And I go, oh, well, he blew out his other ACL. It sucks. It sucks for the Braves. Him and Spencer Strider are gone. An eventful Memorial Day weekend, as it typically is all over sports. And here's some good news. As of right now, I haven't heard about any athlete, anyone associated with a sport, being a Memorial Day weekend jackass, okay? I didn't hear anything about a DUI, a DWI, an arrest, but it's still early. I'm hoping that you were safe and you were well, and I hope the same for the people that we talk about, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk some NFL and OTAs. We're going to show a lot of love to Bill Walton, who had the pleasure of meeting in person, having a dinner with him. I want to tell you guys about that. We got a lot to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I've mentioned the other basketball game tonight. I've talked about the Dallas Mavericks. Is this Luka Doncic's time? Finish them off tonight, right? Get it over with and keep it moving. We're going to talk Mavs. We'll talk about Wolves on the other side of the break. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we opened up the show talking about the Boston Celtics. They did their part. They're advancing to the NBA Finals. The NBA Finals won't get started until next Thursday, June 6th. The Celtics, they sweep the Pacers. They had no Tyrese Halliburton the last couple of games. And now we need the Dallas Mavericks to just get the job done. If you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, you want them to get the job done so Luka Doncic can rest. This man's been dealing with a busted up knee. He's been dealing with a busted up ankle. And we know this guy is high usage. And yeah, he can go out there and work with Kyrie Irving, but he needs a little bit of a break. He needs a little bit of a rest. And for the Minnesota Timberwolves, let's be real, their backs are up against the wall. It's like they shot their shot against the reigning champion Denver Nuggets, and maybe they shot their shot too soon. Maybe they used too much energy. They looked washed and worn out. There's been a lot of conversations of them being built to go out there and beat the Denver Nuggets. Well, damn it, they don't look built to beat the Dallas Mavericks. But somehow, some way, this is still a squad that's still optimistic about what they could do. I mean, Anthony Edwards, he's optimistic that they could bounce back from being down 3-0. Listen.
I mean, we ain't got nothing else to do. That's the only, we can't do nothing but be positive at this point. We can't be negative, you know, so try to get one win at a time.
Not one win at a time. Well, he's right. He's honest. I don't know. Maybe you need Anthony Edwards to just jump around and be angry and say we're going to fight and we're going to claw. But I don't know. Maybe Carl Anthony Towns can go out there and do better. He has stunk. Hickey, this is the man who said that he's the best shooter. He's the best shooting big man the NBA's ever seen. That's him.
Best shooting big man the NBA's ever seen, shooting at 12.5% from three the last five games.
Oh, he sucks. And there's no other way around it. 0-for-8 from three in the last game. He had 14 points, 5-of-18 shooting. He is, forget the 3-point. He's shooting 28% for the series. This is the best shooting big man the league has ever seen. Like, this is why you got to be careful when you make bold proclamations like that. Say you're one of the best big men, shooting big men the league has ever seen. But when you say you're the best, and then on the biggest stage you can't throw a beach ball into the ocean, it's you got to watch writing checks that your ass can't cash, man. This is a learning lesson for him, you know?
I mean, I hope it is, absolutely. He talks about how many, you know, shots he takes. This is also one of those moments where it can go one of two ways, right? Either you bounce back and you learn from this moment, improve, or you get in your head, you let it consume you, the negative thoughts, and all of a sudden you lose confidence and never get back to the player you were. I mean, he's wildly inconsistent anyway. His play, that is, throughout his career. Now this is a big-time turning point, I think, going forward here.
A big-time turning point for anybody. And it could be definitely a learning experience for both him and Anthony Edwards. We know Anthony Edwards is younger than him. But let's see what they do. I expect the Minnesota Timberwolves to come out swinging tonight. I expect for them to not, quote-unquote, lay down and get walked all over. But we've seen from this Mavericks team, everything's coming together at the right damn time. Luka Doncic, and we got plenty of time to get into Kyrie Irving. I want to talk about Luka, because this is the guy who's been criticized for just dribbling the blood out of the ball. We saw what he did to Rudy Gobert, put him in a spin cycle on Friday night, and one of the best shots that you'll probably ever see out of anybody, an important moment at any time. And Luka, I got to remind people, a turning point? He's stepping up. This man is one victory away from going to an NBA Finals. Luka Doncic is the man. And I think people have known this. He led the NBA in scoring this year. We're talking about 34 a game. 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He's almost averaging a triple-double. He's busting ass here in this playoff series. 34 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists on a bum ankle and also a bum knee. You wouldn't know that the guy is hurt. I mean, even Charles Barkley, and yes, he's Charles Barkley, he was on TNT saying wild things about what they should do with Luka Doncic. So, like, I don't know, having him sit down this game.
And I would even play Luka in game 4. If I'm up 3-0.
Oh, you tripping.
Hold on.
Don't
do that. Wait, hold on a second.
Man.
The guy's on one leg. If they get up 3-0.
One leg at 30-something last.
I know. But I'm saying, if they come out tonight, stomp these guys, he get almost 2 weeks off. He's playing on one leg. You have to really be careful when you're playing basketball, because, you know, your body is a great machine. If he go out there limping around and do something to the other part of his body, everybody knows that.
I don't know if I want to take body advice from Charles Barkley. I'm just being honest. I like Charles Barkley. I do. But let's be honest. Let's be real. I ain't trying to take body advice from the guy. Luka Doncic, yeah, he looks like he could lay off on a couple of beers. But this man has been busting ass. I don't think people realize Luka has been doing this since he was a teenager. Luka was winning MVPs in the EuroLeague. Luka Doncic was playing against grown men and winning championships in the EuroLeague. Luka Doncic, still here in the United States of America, is only 25 years old, averaging damn near a triple-double while leading the league in scoring. He's a damn good three-point shooter, has increased his shooting percentage to 38, and by the way, he's a killer. Luka Doncic doesn't look like he has friends out there. He's scowling, he's angry, he is straight business, he's a slaughterer, and he doesn't even give a damn if it's somebody like Rudy Gobert as he screams at the guy after cooking him that you can't guard me. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the game. I don't care what happened in the game. I mean, the game tonight. Luka Doncic, this man is the future. And I don't know if they win the championship this year. We got plenty of time to talk about it. One day, Luka Doncic is going to win himself a ring. One day, Luka Doncic is going to win himself an MVP. Damn it, one day, and it may be real soon, Luka Doncic is going to have himself a finals MVP. This man is a bad dude. He ain't out there making friends. And Luka said, it doesn't matter that we're up 3-0. In the words of some guy named Kobe Bryant, the job ain't done.
Don't even say it, man. But it feels great. But we got to think about next game. Got to play with the same mentality. They're not going to go away. No way. So we need to prepare for the next game. We just got to think about next game.
That's all you can do. Think about tonight's game. And don't do none of that Charles Barkley nonsense. Let him sit out a game. Let him relax. Make sure that he's healthy. No. When you got him by the throat, finish him. Mortal Kombat. Hit the combination. Hit all the buttons. Mash him up. Beat the final boss. Finish the job. Don't mess around. Don't play around. Jason Kidd. This man has had to bounce around as a head coach, whether it be with the Bucks, starting off with the Brooklyn Nets. He rolled from an NBA court to the sidelines. He had to be an assistant coach for the Los Angeles Lakers. Jason Kidd, he knows how to finish a game. And he talks about why this squad, when the going has gotten tough and the Timberwolves start shooting up threes and Towns is missing them, why they're able to come out on top. Listen to Jason.
When you have Luka and Kai to be able to lean on at the end, not just offensively, but defensively, but just our poise, being able to make the plays at the right time. And they've all been at the end of the game to be able to get stops and then also to be able to get good looks at the offensive end.
Let me say this again. Luka Doncic is a big reason why. 25 years old. Multiple-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, leading the NBA in scoring, averaging almost a triple-double in the playoffs and the regular season, and he is only 25 years old. He has no friends, and he is not afraid to go at your jugular. We got plenty of time to get into the finals and what it could or what it is going to look like. Luka Doncic, he's the best player in the finals. We got plenty of time to see whether or not a Tatum or Brown want to step up and grab it. But when it comes to the NBA, if it's not apparent to you, it should be. Luka Doncic, he's here. He got a lot of experience, and he got next. The NBA better watch out. This guy is holding no prisoners. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That game gets started in about 2 hours from now. In a minute from now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we got to show love to Bill Walton. Yes, Bill Walton passed away. The Celtics are going to go out and show him some love. They have showed him love. The league has shown him love. I'm going to go ahead and do the same, as we learned yesterday that he passed away due to cancer. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast here on the Infinity Sports Network.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You heard the number. I'll say it again. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. While the Boston Celtics are going on they are on a finals run. We don't know if they're going to win it. Somebody who helped them win a championship back in 86, he passed away yesterday. We learned via cancer, and his name is Bill Walton. And, of course, not being here yesterday, I didn't have an opportunity or a chance to acknowledge it, you know, outside of a photo and a post on social media. Just pretty much saying, you know, there's a lot of people out here who are real into themselves. There's a lot of people out here who won't necessarily give you the time of day, think too much, too highly of themselves, and maybe they should, but just don't have a common courtesy, a hello, a goodbye, a how are you. Everybody is so into themselves, especially nowadays with social media. That was not Bill Walton, and I can share that and tell you about that. Just from, you know, my own personal experience. I, like a lot of people, my first exposure to Bill Walton, this man was already done by the time my brain started working. Bill Walton was an announcer during the Jordan era. The NBA on NBC is my first and the most exposure I got to Bill Walton. Because let's be real. When I was born, yeah, he was winning championships or a championship with the Celtics, but he wasn't playing. The man had 10 seasons in the NBA. 10. He barely played. Must have played about 5 seasons. In the year that he won with the Celtics, that last championship in 86, he played a career-high 80 games. You go look at how many games he played. 40, none, missed season after season because of his feet, was in chronic pain, coming out of UCLA where he was also a champion. A two-time champion at UCLA, a three-time college player of the year, MVP. One of the seasons he was healthy with the Blazers. Another season, he won a championship, helping them knock off the Sixers, so he walked away with two of them. But let me tell you something. One of the most unique personalities that the NBA has ever seen. Like, it was his job to help sell the NBA in the 90s, in the Jordan era, on the NBA on NBC, which it looks like we're going to get sooner than later. But Bill Walton, his college work, college broadcasting, NBA broadcasting, working with ESPN, it's unparalleled. And a lot of people don't think about or remember, you know, Rick Carlisle as a player. Rick Carlisle, he suited up. Rick Carlisle was on the Boston Celtics. Rick Carlisle knew Bill Walton. And unfortunately, his Pacers are gone and series is over. He got a whole vacation to think about. He had some positive words. Take a listen to what he had to say about Bill.
To me, he was a living, breathing event in history, just walking around. He was involved in so many events, in pop culture, in sports. You know, he played drums for the Grateful Dead in the pyramids in Egypt. You know, he's a guy that did everything. There's been a lot of talk today about, you know, how he speaks in hyperbole so much and stuff. But he defiantly competed for every moment in life to be the greatest it could possibly be. You know, that's the best way to describe it.
He did love the Grateful Dead. He did like some marijuana. He was not shy about sharing that. He was also a dude who just, he said whatever was on his mind, and he didn't care what anybody had to say. And last night, as the Boston Celtics, as they won another Eastern Conference championship, who cares? They want the big one. They want championship banner 18. They're running out of space. They're just going to put the year up there. Wick Grotesbeck, he's the owner of the Celtics. And during the championship celebration for the Eastern Conference Finals, he dedicated it to Mr. Walton.
Well, all I can think about right now is we lost a great Celtic today, Bill Walton, one of the greatest Celtics of all time. This is dedicated to Bill.
Yeah, the man won sixth man of the year. He got an MVP, a finals MVP, and a sixth man of the year. Jamal Crawford wishes. Sorry, Jamal. No problem. Don't get angry at me. Anyway. He was a hoot, man. He was hilarious. I mean, I told you, he worked on NBC. And he worked on ESPN. And I remember there was a time when Shaquille O'Neal, and a lot of us try to forget it, when Shaq was traded to the Suns, Bill Walton went on a classic rant, as only Bill Walton can, about how great Shaq would be with the Suns. We know he wasn't. Listen to this.
What kind of Shaq do you expect to see tonight? How much better?
Shaq landing here in the desert is just all too perfect with what's going on in the world out there, especially with the USA 193 satellite expecting to come crashing down to Earth any day now here.
They shot it today.
This is not the first time this has happened, because approximately 50,000 years ago, a giant meteor came and crushed down in the northern desert up by Flagstaff in between the Grand Canyon. It was absolutely spectacular. And that's what's happened with Shaq, just come crashing down in the beautiful, great state of Arizona. And when you also think about Shaq in Arizona, you have to think of the Grand Canyon. Come on, this place is so perfect. You get there, it's
same
so
size.
Huge, and it's just an unbelievable picture and example of erosion. And that's what Shaq does to the other teams. He just wears them out.
Imagine listening to that for 2.5 hours. Well, we did. In the 90s, we did, as Bill Walton sat down at the announce desk and just said wild things. One of my favorite quotes from Bill Walton is when a big man would go out there and dominate like Shaq, Bill Walton just say, throw it down, big man, throw it down. It's etched into my brain. And it was pretty cool to meet him in 2012. It was the Final Four in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was invited to a dinner with Bill Walton. And it wasn't a lot of folks. It was a media-only dinner. I don't think there was more than, I don't know, 25, 30 people max there. But thank you to my friends at Westwood One. And Bill Walton, he sat down and we had dinner. And he just told stories all dinner long. He just sat down and told story after story. I couldn't tell you what he said because he just talked and talked and talked. And in a world where people don't talk and everybody's social media is this and social media is that, He talked and talked and talked some more and then gave everybody whatever individual time. He didn't want to leave. He just talked and he appreciated it because Bill Walton seems like an individual who he knew people. He connected with people. He respected people. And so for the one time that I met him, that was the only time I met Bill Walton. I appreciate it. And I remember it, even though it was 12 years ago. It's etched into my brain right now. Unfortunately, we all know about his physical ailments. I think Bill Walton had to have had anywhere between close to 30 to 40 different orthopedic surgeries. I'm talking merging of bones and legs and ankles and knees. But we know cancer is a bad one. Cancer can get a hold of anybody. And you didn't hear too much about it at the end. You just heard it at the end yesterday that Bill Walton passed away at the age of 71. And the NBA is really, really going to miss one of its best storytellers. Because in a league that's pushing 80 years old, Bill Walton has been here and a part of the league for a majority of it, from coming out of UCLA in the early 70s up until now in 2024. He is one of the voices that helped get the NBA to where it is. And he's left us with a lot of memories. And so Bill Walton, he is certainly going to be missed. And I appreciate even the small amount of time that he gave me in his very, very, very long life. So much love to him and more importantly, his family, because the legacy that he's left is here and his family has to deal with his loss. Thank you to what he's done. Hickey, I know a little behind me you are in regards to Bill Walton, but certainly I know you're a big college sports fan and basketball fan. Anything that he ever did that stood out to you? Did you ever have a chance to meet Bill? You ever see him or talk to him at all?
No, unfortunately. Never got to meet him. Never got to, you know, work on a show, either behind the scenes or on the air when he was a guest on the show. So never like any sort of interaction with him, just from afar. The one memory that will always stick in my brain is him eating a candle live on the air on a cupcake on what was like a fake dare from Dave Pasch, which was hilarious. Classic Bill Walton. But also, like, overall, like, if you just look at his, at least from the broadcasting career, that's what at least I can talk to from experience of seeing and listening, just wasn't afraid to be himself. You know, in this world especially, people conform, afraid to say what you really think, or afraid to just show your personality because you're afraid to get called weird. I mean, I say this in a nice way, Bill Walton was weird as hell, but he knew it, embraced it, and that's something what made him so lovable and so connectable was the fact that he knew who he was and wasn't afraid to show his personality, even if that, you know, was off-putting to some, or some people were just like, what the hell is the guy talking about? I respect that. I like that.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching him. You know, I mean, there would be times, as you said, he was always himself, which is admirable. It's too many cookie cutter. You have to do this. You have to say it this way. He was always himself. You know, I appreciate the fact that he stood up for people as well. And as you said, he wasn't afraid to criticize. I remember watching plenty of the games, especially when it came down to other centers. Of course, we know his career isn't what it was or could have been due to the injuries. But when it came down to other centers, and we know the 90s was the era for centers, the David Robinsons, the Hakeems, the Shaqs, the Patrick Ewings, he was not afraid to just go, what is he doing? Well, what is it? He get into the paint. Well, he needs to stop doing this or do this or do this. And I appreciate it, man. And you know what we didn't hear? We didn't hear Patrick Ewing and David Robinson and Shaq, you know, going around and complaining. Maybe it's because we didn't have social media then. But these dudes they took it. They got criticized. If you stunk, you stunk. That's just what it is. And he wasn't afraid to go out there and call people out in the process. And so we got a lot of broadcasting schools, big ones all over the country, Ohio State, Fordham, Florida's of the world. They're all over the country, right? They should, absolutely. I don't care what class you're in. Not looking and learning about Bill Walton, it should almost be criminal because everybody is coming off of an assembly line. This is what you do. This is what you sound like. This is what you got to do. No, the best thing that you got to do is be you, because if you can't be you, then you're chopping yourself off at what makes you stand out. Because everybody could try to sound the same. Everybody can have the same silly formula. Everybody could try to be shock jock and hot take and all of that. But the best thing that you can do is just be you. You can learn from other people. What do they do? How do they have success? But the best thing that you can do is be you. And it ain't a damn person who did that better, as crazy as it sounds, than Bill Walton. And so that's why maybe my standard's a little too high when it comes to these games on now. I could care less about listening to the announcers. You know, it's great to hear Mike Breen here and there. Some of these other guys, it's like, are you adding anything to the game? Are you entertaining or are you grading? You're like nails on a chalkboard. Like, I'll decline. I'll pass, man. This man, Bill Walton and Steve Snapper Jones. I remember it like it's yesterday because it certainly feels like it. And Bill Walton helped go out there and really, really helped sell the Jordan era. NBA and NBC, so that's a classic. A shame that if and when it comes back, which looks to be sooner than later in about a year, maybe more, that we won't even get the voice of Bill Walton on that broadcast. But hey, he left enough. And so, you know what? In a couple of hours, we're going to have a chat with one of his former broadcast partners. Roxy Bernstein is going to come through and join us. Roxy has worked with him on the Pac-12 network, which unfortunately is going down itself. He's done play-by-play with Bill on ESPN. And Roxy has said that Bill Walton helped give him his life. And so we'll talk to Roxy about that in about 90 minutes, a little more than that. So we got a lot to do. Coming up in this hour, I do want to get back to the Celtics a little bit. I want to talk to you about what they're going to do in this upcoming series and what they've done so far. Adam Himmelsbach is going to join us from the Boston Globe. We'll have a chat with him. And then, you know what? When we come back on the other side of the break, in a different way, one of Major League Baseball's most famous umpires for the wrong reason. He's gone. He didn't pass, but he got the boot. I'm going to tell you about Angel Hernandez on the other side of the break. There's a lot of people in baseball glad that he, quote unquote, retired. Okay. If you say so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about Angel Hernandez on the other side, plus your calls. You want to hit me up, knock yourself out, 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.